migration, cost of living, or the MotoGP, what mattered to South Australian voters? Adelaide, Australia, while Labour secured a commanding win under Premier Peter Malinauskas, the election revealed a divergence of views on what mattered to voters. As counting continues 2 days on from election night, Labour has so far claimed 38.1% of the primary vote, while a surging One Nation managed to convert months of popular polling into actual votes. The Conservative-leaning party gained more support than the legacy centre-right Liberal Party with 22.4% of the primary vote, compared to 19.3%. The Greens secured 10.4% of the vote. To understand what motivated voters, the Epoch Times visited McLaren Vale in the electorate of Mawson, south of Adelaide, on election day to find out what makes voters tick when they tick the boxes that matter. Labour, major events, a good job over 4 years. Bruce Cole, 59, praised Labour for bringing major sporting events to the state. "I'm a massive MotoGP fan, so I'm enthralled that it's going to be here in Adelaide next year," he told the Epoch Times. The state won the hosting rights for 2027 after Victoria lost them. The Malinauskas government has also moved to win hosting rights for the Saudi-backed LIV golf tournament and the AFL's Gather Round. Cole, who hails from Scotland, says he didn't always vote Labour, but believes the party is doing well and is excited to see what benefits his pension card can offer. "I just think the Labour Party is doing a good job in what is a terrible environment," Cole said. Sue Adam works in finance and believes the party has done a good job over the past 4 years. "I love that Peter Malinauskas is bringing a lot of people to our state to support our businesses, which I think is really important. And I know a lot of people say that ramping and all of that sort of thing is a big problem, but I believe they're doing what they can for that," Adam said. Free public schooling and removing stamp duty for downsizers were other popular policies for Adam. One Nation, immigration and return to tradition. Peter Roman wasn't always a One Nation supporter, but this time he was motivated by a need to cut down migration rates. "I'm a person who believes in selecting those candidates or those parties that have the best interest in Australia in mind," he told the Epoch Times. "Look at the world. We are in trouble. As a nation, we're in trouble. We're in huge debt. We're not effectively growing as a country. We're heading backwards. This is the time for change." Rachel praised Hanson's work ethic and said she's supporting the party because she wants to see a return to tradition. "She has been at it for years and years and years and she's refused to give up. So that's what we need. We need someone who's actually going to fight for the country and give it what we need," Rachel told the Epoch Times. "I think we need to go back to more of our traditional values and more of what Australia is meant to be. So I think we've really lost our way and it's not the Australia that we grew up in. There are obviously some positives to it now that we didn't have, but things need to change." Liberal, better economic credentials. Mary Sears was one of the 19.3% who voted for the Liberal Party. She says her decision was made because she feels the party has done a lot for the nation. "I think the very good," she said. She's got some potential. "So, yeah, we need more hospitals and health care and all sorts of things that she's been looking after, farmers who produce food, crops." Others like Trevor Desmond were more concerned about the state's near $50 billion debt. "I voted for a change in terms of wanting the Liberal Party back," he told the Epoch Times. "I think they're better money managers, despite the fact I think the Labour Party have done a good job, but I think the debt's too high." Meanwhile, Isaac, who is a grape grower in the wine industry, believes in classical liberalism. "It's a party of aspiration. As a small business owner, it's all about lower taxes and more economic freedom. It's about trying to get ahead in the economy, and that's what it's all about to me," he said. Greens, environment and sustainability. Heidi Wisniewski voted for the Greens because she believes they best serve the environment and sustainability. "Sustainable housing and better ways of solar panels and a more economical and shared society," she told the Epoch Times. Fellow Greens voter David Haynes shared the belief that the Greens were doing the best job for the future. "I think they're the best thing for going forward and for younger generations as well," Haynes said, also pointing to their environmental work. "The ideals for them are more in line with how I feel." Young Liu contributed to this article.